Take your Bible, turn to John chapter 14. I told you this morning we'd look at this tonight, and we'll try not to be too lengthy. John chapter 14, verse number 1 said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I will give you a few things tonight, if very quickly, if God will be our help, on a cure, or the cure, for a troubled heart. The cure for a troubled heart. Amen. Do you think tonight that God is concerned over a troubled heart? Absolutely. Just as Jesus was concerned over these troubled hearts. He had talked to the disciples. He told them he had to go away. And their hearts were broken. Amen. Their hearts was absolutely broken. But he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Amen. So we see the Savior here in a time of trouble. And every one of us at some point in our life is going to run into times of trouble. But he said, in those times of trouble, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it get the best of you. Praise God, because there's some help there for you. He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." He said, we have to be vigil on our hearts. Amen. If we ain't careful, we can get beat down and we can get discouraged in the world. But Jesus said, don't let your heart get troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. So he's encouraging us to take hold of our heart. They praise God. Because he tells us here that he has a cure for heart trouble. Now, I know there's a lot of people that's been through heart issues. My dad was had terrible heart condition. And from the time he was 48 years old to he went out here at 70 years old, he had dealt with a heart issues. Amen. He had seven bypasses in Mission Hospital, which is most has ever done at one time in Mission Hospital. Of course, back then they had the best surgeons. Mission was rated as one of the number one hospitals, in the top 10 in the United States of America. But he had heart issues. And they went in there and they put seven bypasses in there and they sent him home. And for a pretty good while, he run pretty well. About 12 years later down the road, that same heart, amen, began to act up again. He had to go back in under the knife. They opened him up again, took his heart out, and done five more bypasses. He never had, he didn't have any arteries left in his legs, any veins. He stripped every one of the veins out of his legs to fix his heart. And the Lord says, and I said all that to say this, the Lord knows sometimes we have heart issues. Our hearts get distraught. Our hearts get discouraged. Our hearts get heavy. Amen. But the Lord says, "I've got a cure for a hurting heart, a cure for a troubled heart." Amen. Let me just give them to you. I will give you five of them right quickly. You write these down. Take them home with you. Study it for yourself. Amen. The remedies for a troubled heart. Number one, he said, is faith. Amen. Faith. He said, you believe in God, and I hope we all do. Amen. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said the cure, the remedy for a broken heart is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just not any faith. Now listen to me. It's just not any faith. You can put your faith in a fire hydrant, but it won't do you no good unless you got a fire. Amen. But praise God, he said, if you'll put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll trust in him, if we'll believe in him. So believing is more than just trusting. Believing is giving him our full aptitude of faith. Amen. It's saying that we believe in, that we rely on him and we trust in him and that we adhere to him. Amen. Praise God. That's what believing is. That's what faith in a child of God is. And he said, you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. He said, so we need to have our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith in, like we said this morning, believing in a living Savior. This isn't somebody that had talked to us a long time ago, like our papa and died, went on out of here, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ who's speaking to us today. It's just as alive, praise God, as he was when he spoke these words. Or even more so. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me and you. So he said the remedy to a troubled heart is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Just as sure as we believe there's a God in heaven. Amen. We believe that there's a God that loves us. We believe there's a God that, praise God, that set this thing in order, praise the Lord, from the foundation of the world. Because he was that very foundation. So he said that we believe in Christ Jesus, a living Savior, praise God. He said not only do we believe in him, but we believe on him, amen, as a personal Savior, that he's personal Savior of mine. See, I met Jesus on the road a long time ago. As a little old towhead boy, I've told you the story. And I know you get tired of hearing of it, I guess. But praise God, I know, praise God, the Wednesday night in 76, when I met the Lord, praise God, and he come to where I was, in a pew, praise God, on the right-hand side, about two-thirds of the way back. He come to where I was and told me that he loved me. I said, Lord, I'm no sinner. He said, I know it, but I love you. I said, Lord, you don't understand. I'm sorry in no account. He said, I know that, but I love you. Amen. Praise God. He loved me anyway. Come to where I was. And when I come out of there, I said, Lord, please God, Lord, I forgive me of my sin. Lord, if you'll have me and you'll save me, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, that's what I've always wanted to do. Amen. He said, from the foundation of the world, I wanted you as mine. See, that's all that God wants to do. He said, our hearts are troubled, praise God. But he said, when we come in faith, believing on God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, he moves into us, praise God, and they become personal with us. What's wrong with our churches today, what's wrong with our faith today, is we don't really have a personal relationship with Christ. Amen. We have to make him our Savior. Amen. Praise God. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by our Savior? When we have in our hearts that we love him so much, praise God, because he first loved us, that we want to tell somebody about him. Amen. All those disciples that were with Jesus. Now follow me. Those that actually were with Jesus, that believed that he was. He said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He said, well, so you know, they say different things. But he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. When we come to ourselves and we say, you know what? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you're my Lord and my Savior, praise God, because you died for me. And when we make it personal, praise God, God moves in and heart troubles go away. Amen. He makes everything better. When we have put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, remedy number one, praise God, is just having faith in the Lord. Putting our faith and trust in him. Remedy number two, praise God, is the thought of heaven. You ever think about heaven? Heaven is a real place. Amen. They're starting to look out in space with their great big man-made telescopes. And they're telling us that there seem to be galaxies out there that we've never saw. I could have told them that. Amen. Praise God. Paul got over and got looking into a galaxy, praise God, that we had never seen in this world. He said, in the spirits, he said, whether in the flesh or in the foul flesh, he said, I don't know. But praise God, he said, let me just tell you, so I thought things that's unspeakable. So I can't even, he said, praise God, it was so magnificent, I can't even tell you about it. Amen. That's what heaven is tonight, young. Praise God, we can't elaborate big enough, brother. Praise God, recognize and realize what heaven is. We can't make it big enough. Amen. It's big and it's real. Amen. Listen, it's like that great big fire that comes to town every year. And you know, you got a little bitty town, there's not a whole lot of excitement. Amen. You know, just a small hometown where people know everybody. Amen. All your neighbors and once a year that the fire comes to the town. And think all of a sudden things just explode out of the banks and think, everybody's so excited about what's coming. It's just so exciting for that little town. Amen. He said that's what heaven is like. Praise God. He names a place. called heaven. Amen. Praise God. It's that great big thing in the middle of a little bitty something. Amen. In the hearts and the minds of His people, Christ says, hey, let me tell you about a great big place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. So He said, listen, there's a place called heaven. Amen. He said, it's a magnificent place. It's a place that you can't even begin, praise God, to imagine. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, explicit places, wonderful, magnificent places, things that would blow your mind. Amen. He said, they're so vast, they're so expansive, they're so magnificent. See, he said, that's what heaven is. In my Father's house, there's many mansions, praise God, dwelling places that's out of this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. And He specifies these mansions that He shows us. And He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, but praise God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Then He tells us about a place, a special place. Now, if these are magnificent mansions in heaven, that Paul said, I can't even begin to expound the magnificence of what I've got, what I saw in heaven. Amen. He saw it all. He said, I can't even begin to expand upon it. What's there? And Jesus said, praise God, let not your heart be troubled. He said, the cure for heart problems, praise God. He said, if there's a place prepared for you. That's enough to make a Kobab shout. You'll just get up and say, glory to God. I'm not at you. Point at yourself. Amen, you. Amen. He said, he's gone to prepare a place for you. So we see this place called heaven. We see a magnificent mansion's there, but we see a place. He says, it's a place. It's for you. Amen. He specifically says it's for you. What a Savior. I don't deserve that. You know, we sing that, you know, I'd be satisfied with a shack by the road or whatever that song is that Miss Eve used to sing. Amen. Praise God. It'd satisfy me too. I'm not Brother Josh. I'm just no country boy. Amen. I ain't never had much, never desired much. Praise God. I got a roof over my head, food on my table, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back. Praise God. I'm good to go. And I'm just passing through here anyway. Praise God. I'm headed to glory. And He tells me that when I get there, He said, praise God, through my faith, and I'm going to see a place called heaven. Amen. Said, they've got and in heaven, He said, there's a place that's prepared for me. Amen. For you. Praise God. There's a place prepared for you. Those that prepared for that place. He said, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Praise God. He said, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we see a faith, we see a heaven, praise God, and we see a time of preparation. Amen. This is a preparing place, a place of preparation, a place of getting ready. Amen. A place that's prepared for getting ready for a place that's prepared for us. Now Jesus left out of here over 2,000 years ago to work on this. Amen. I don't think it took Him that long to do it, but he went and prepared a place for us. The preparation was Jesus Christ made it possible that me and you could go and be in this place. Amen. It's almost like you've got reservations. Amen. You got reservations, so we ought to be getting excited about it. Now, I don't know about you, if you think about going on vacation somewhere. See, you're a part of that little small town I was talking about a while ago. And you work real hard all year, and finally you get time, and you save up a little money, and you've planned, and you've schemed, and you worked around, and you're going to sneak off for a few days. Amen? And this place that you're going, you've called, you've made reservations, you've set it up, and you're so excited about it. Are you with me? Amen. You're so excited about it, praise God, because it's just going to be such a blessing. You're going to be able to get away, praise God. You're going to be able to relax. You're going to be able to just enjoy a time together. And boy, what a blessing. Amen. So you start scheduling this time. You start getting excited, praise God, about what the Lord has in store for you. But he says we got to be, if you're going to enjoy it, that vacation in that special place, you've got to prepare, praise God, to get there. Amen. You have to start getting the proper attire. Amen. Clothed upon. Amen. So that you won't be found naked. The Bible says, you start gathering, you dig out the old suitcases and you prepare them and you get them ready. Amen. You start gathering up your stuff. You start getting ready to go. You start making preparations, personal preparations. Because you're excited about this. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Amen. So the Lord's telling us here, said, I've got a place prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. He's done his part. He said, now it's up to us to do our part. To get prepared, praise God, and be excited and be getting ready to go. It's not going to be long. Amen. Praise God. A cure for a troubled heart is preparation. Praise God. Getting ready to go be with the Lord where He is. Prepared for a place that's prepared for His people. Amen. Getting prepared for a place. What a magnificent place. Praise God. It's better than anything this world's ever offered. Amen. Praise God. But he said there's a time of preparation. Amen. Praise God. And then the fourth remedy is the second coming of a Savior. Praise God. When Jesus steps out, when he announces, praise God, that he's coming back. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I go prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again. Now, what does it mean to come again? Amen. If I come to visit you at your house, and I tell you, I say, Brother Bobby, I'll come again next chance I get. I'll come again to see you. What does that mean? Said, I'm coming again. Amen. Praise God. Jesus came once, praise God, but he said, I'll go prepare a place for you. He said, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. He's coming back. Amen. The cure for a troubled heart is that it don't matter how bad it gets. Jesus Christ has promised us, praise God, if we'll just have faith and believe and look toward heaven with all our heart, praise God, one of these days, Brother John, we'll see him coming back. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. The skies will open. Praise God. And he'll come. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that... That when he comes back, Zechariah says, when he comes back, said his feet will hit land on the top of the Mount of Olives and it'll cleave in the midst. I don't know about you, but last time I checked, the Mount of Olives is over in Israel. Amen. The same mountain that he left off of, where the angel said, this same Jesus that you've seen taken up, praise God, is coming back. Amen. Just as you saw him go, you're going to see him come back. Amen. Said, don't let your heart be troubled. Praise God. Just keep on looking up. Praise the Lord, because Jesus Christ is coming back. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. To a place. Amen. Praise God. He announces it to the world. I will come again. Amen. Said, I'll come back. Praise God. He couldn't say, I'll come again if he wasn't coming. Amen. When he does, he said, Pastor, what does that mean? That means our troubles will all be over. Amen. Praise God. He's going to come take care of trouble. That's what he does. You realize that's what the Lord does. He's there to resolve problems. Amen. Praise God. He's the ultimate problem solver. You call on him and you can't call anybody else. Praise God. Hey, listen, if you call him with a sincere heart, praise God, his phone's always answered. Amen. Praise God. He'll always answer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise. Well, what do you mean? I said, well, he tells us that he's coming again. Praise God. And I'll just tell you, praise the Lord, it's just as if he's on his way. Amen. We need to be, he said, you got faith and you're looking to heaven, praise God, you'll see Jesus because your heart's prepared, and one day in just a little while, we'll see him coming. I tell you, every now and then I just see a funky cloud in the sky, and I'm wondering if that's it. You know what? It looks exceptionally heavy or something. I say, praise the Lord. That's a funny looking cloud. Amen. You say, you crazy. That's all right. Just leave me alone, praise God. I'm looking for Jesus. Amen. I'm expecting him, praise God, to, with a shout and to come up hither, Lord God. Praise the Lord and take us out of this mess. Take us to be with him. Now, you realize tonight that happens in two phases, right? We know that, amen, as Bible believers. We need that Jesus comes back. He comes back in the cloud. He calls us out in the rapture church. The church goes out of here to be with him. And then tribulation sets in for 7 years. There's going to be hell on earth. Amen. The Antichrist and all his things. And we talked about that in Sunday school or sometime another year recently. Praise God, all hell's going to break loose. But praise God, we're not going to be here. The church is gone. Then he that let's taken out of the way, which is the Holy Spirit, it's taken out of here. And that's why everything gets so bad, because there's no goodness in the world no more. Can you imagine when a time when there's no... You talk about trouble. Amen. God help us that we get a burden on our heart for lost. If they get left behind, amen, they're gonna end up in the worst time the world has ever seen. Amen. It'll World War II, World War, all the world wars together wouldn't compare to what it's gonna be like during tribulation. But Jesus said, praise God, he said, I come again. Now receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. So we fly away. You guys just think it this way. He could be on his way any minute. Amen. And we need to be ready. Say, preacher, why? Because one of these days, praise God, we're going to be able to... remedy number five, we're going to enter into a fellowship. Enter into a fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A fellowship, praise God, it's out of this world. He offers us a promise of fellowship. He said that where I am, there you may be also. Praise the Lord. Everywhere that Jesus was, they was fellowship. They was I like this part. They was fellowship and breaking of bread. Amen. Now that's what us Baptists like, that part. Amen. Independent Baptists, they say we're 20% heavier than the rest of the world because we like to meet and we like to eat. Amen. We ought like to fellowship with one another. And it's even better when you can do it over a morsel of bread. Amen. Bless his holy name. Jesus come into him with the disciples, and he said, brother, have you any meat? Amen. Praise God, when he's over there and dead done backslid, snuck off and went back to fishing. He pulled up on the shore. Asked him if he had any meat. Amen. When he was in the upper room, praise God, he pulled in there with Thomas, but being present, praise God, he asked him, said, have you any meat? They brought him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. Amen. Praise God. God liked the goodness, praise the Lord. He liked the fellowship. The Lord loves the fellowship. He said, I'm going to bring you to where I am. And said, we're going to fellowship. He said, there that you may be also where I am. Amen. He said, we're going to have some good times of fellowship. Amen. Praise God. Me and Brother Junior talk about it all the time, about sitting over on the shores of Engaddi over there. Praise God. And casting into the Dead Sea is going to be made alive. And they're going to be them great old big bass, sea bass, like in the Mediterranean. Amen. We're going to wet a hook, Brother Bill. Praise God. Go cast her out there. Maybe Jesus sitting with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talking and fellowshipping with the Lord. Jesus said, you say, preacher, that's kind of crazy. Why do you think God wanted to have humanity anyway? Why he created me and you so we could fellowship with him? Amen. So that he could show upon us and to us his love. Amen. They could have that fellowship with him. He said that where I am, there you may be also. So we see this thing that he made as a promise. that he had take up, that when he took up his abode in her hearts, praise God, that the troubles will vanish. And the troubles will vanish when Christ comes in. Amen. And when he gets bigger and better than our problems. Amen. Praise the Lord. We talked about this morning where Jesus, he died and he rose again. Praise God, he overcome death, that old enemy of humanity. But praise God, when Jesus gets bigger than that, praise the Lord, we're on the winning side. We're somebody going somewhere. What? The cure for a troubled heart is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in our faith. It's in heaven. It's in preparation, praise God. It's in His second coming. And it's in the fellowship that He's offered to, afforded us, praise God, through Himself, with Himself, for these last days that we live in. Amen. We just come in, just get in. Amen. Just lock, stock, barrel, sell out, and just ask the Lord to help us. And He will. Amen. The cure for your troubled heart. Amen. You can run to and fro and seek all the doctor's help in this world. But the best cure is Dr. Jesus. You remember the woman with the issue? She had went through, she had spent everything that she had, went to every doctor she could. And then somebody told her about Dr. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jamie, you remember when Dr. Jesus come by? Amen. Them doctors said, you know, you got to have this, you got to do that, and you can't do without it. But Dr. Jesus come along and he said, praise God, you can't, but I can. Amen. And God began to move in our life, your life, my life, and God began to make the difference. And Dr. Jesus, he begins to take this old rotten, stinking life that we have and begins to build something out of us for His glory. And He moves in. He takes up His abode. He starts shifting things around. Amen. To make it more user-friendly to Him. He starts getting rid of stuff. And old stuff that we used to hold on to. Amen. For dear life. Think I gotta have it. I can't do it. Not that, Lord. Amen. But He comes in. He softens your heart. Emily, He said, you don't need that no more. Amen. And you let go of it. You say, okay, Lord, you can have it. I love you. I'm going to trust you in faith. Amen. I'm just going to go with you. Remember I told you a story one time about them old demons? Had a terrible, terrible dream one night that the demons of hell was accosting me. They were at the foot of my bed and they was trying to pull the covers off of me. And I can still to this day see their old demonic faces just as if it was yesterday. It's been 25, 30 years ago. And they were pulling on my covers. And I was holding on to them for dear life. I wouldn't let go. I said, oh, Lord, Jesus, help me. I'm like Miss G. I said, Jesus, help me. Lord, help me. And He said, son, what are you doing? I said, Lord, these demons. He said, let go. Let go of those covers. Let them have them. It's worldly covers. Let them have them. I've got you covered. Amen. It was just as real as it could be real. Boy, I remember in my dream, I let go of those covers. And they just pulled back. And all of a sudden, there was a glow in that room, praise God. And them demons just disappeared. Amen. They took that old cover and I had, praise God, old worldliness off me. Praise God. And I was covered by the pureness of God. Amen. That's what He does. He takes our troubles. He takes them away. And He gives us peace, hope, and a sound mind. Amen. To praise Him. The cures for a troubled heart. Praise God. Who would have thought in three little old verses the Lord Jesus could give us the peace that He gave to His disciples in Christ Jesus our Lord. He told Thomas, He said, Thomas, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. Amen. He said, I'm the way. And it said, you're looking for a way? He said, I'm that way in Christ Jesus the Lord. He's that way. Amen. He's your way today. He's that way out of trouble. Bless His holy name.